96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Bus and Truck, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Divinia Real Foods, the Digital Transformation Unit, Mobile Garage Technologies, Popeyes, and Scotiabank.
The Foundation. Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Monday morning. Isn't it like a peaceful day, right? Like, talk to me. I mean, like I slept a little longer today. I got out of bed like maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock. It was wild. What am I doing today? It was exciting. Yeah, because the kids are home. Everyone's home. The babies are, I get my babies a little sick. So I was excited about them being sick, but the fact that I don't have to move today, right? And I'm here. I'm so happy to be here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm to all you guys celebrating birthdays. First thing out the gate, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Paige McCartney. Paige! Woo! This is where the producers come in and say happy birthday to you. But happy birthday to you. I'm celebrating a birthday this year. You're looking younger and younger every year. Come on, talk to me. This must be Benjamin Button disease. Talk to me. This is exciting. And we are happy to be able to be here with you and celebrate all those who are celebrating birthdays. We say happy birthday to you also. If you're out there celebrating a birthday, please give me a text, 827-0111. You can hit me up on my phone or you can hit me directly, 422-4796 for all those persons celebrating birthdays. Satara, I can be decent, Satara. I'm not going to say your whole government name. So happy birthday to you also. She's celebrating a birthday. We just had an opportunity to kind of stop by a little function that she had. So we were happy for that. Guys, I hope you had a good weekend. If you didn't have a good weekend, well, there's still chance, right? There's still an opportunity to be able to do that. So first thing out the gate, let's do this. For all those sponsors and persons that remain committed to being able to assist us in our endeavors and ensuring that we could be able to pay some bills and get some things done, we thank you so very kindly for being able to do that here with us here on the Foundation, and more specifically 96.9 FM Radio. I want to read something right now from my good guy Byron over there at Mobile Garages. It says that, are you tired of the unnecessary damages to your company vehicle? Mobile Garage Fleet Software now supplies artificial intelligence AI cams. AI dash cams. This is wild. This is our dual viewing dash cam will give you a crystal clear two-camera view. Receive instant alerts on distracted driving, harsh driving, and accidents. For a limited time only, no upfront camera costs, and receive a reduced service cost guaranteed for 3 years. Visit mobilegaragefleets.com. That's mobilegaragefleets.com or call 422-4575 to inquire now to 4575. They can assist you down there at Mobile Garage Fleets. They can be able to assist you and get those things done. It's a happy birthday to Janae Francis Ingram. She is younger and wiser today. Janae, we say happy birthday to you and pray that the Father continues to be able to watch over you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Holy Week. It is Holy Week. I don't know what that means to you, right? And I feel like there's some like a sober feel in the air. And I'm asking whether or not this is able to kind of dive deeper and ask yourself some questions. And the reason why I continue to be able to push this sort of an agenda or conversation for introspection is because I believe that we've become wild. And, you know, progressively we were indecent. Progressively as a people, we were irreverent and moving in our own directions as our minds and our hearts say, this is what we should do. But I believe as a collective now, as we look at the entire sphere of who we are as a people, as we take a panoramic view of our community, our condition, our environment, globally, locally, we can see that this is wild, that there could not be an opportunity for there to be another 50 years of this thing. Talk to me. I mean, just be very clear about this. For the issues that we're having locally, and if you look at globally, whether it be economic, from an economic standpoint, where you look at the nuclear position and you know, countries sort of banding together against the United States of America, and, you know, the shifting of power. It seems for me that we can't live another 50 years like this. It seems like another century of this would mean the total annihilation of life as we know it entirely. With this kind of a influx, a relentless conversation about global warming and the sea levels rising and all these things happening, the question is not whether or not we're going to make it to tomorrow. The question is there an opportunity to be able to kind of pivot and shift in the direction where we could find a true sense of growth and empowerment? In a direction where we can be able to be sober in our thinking and understand that we're called for greater than this. This is just me. This is just a conversation that kind of runs up and down in my mind as because I like to do this. I like quiet times to myself. And so I pray and I talk and I say, what is going on? And that's what happened this weekend. Wednesday or Thursday last week. I got to the station and dropped off. My wife took the truck. She left something in the truck. I say, hey. And she was pulling off. I say, my papers was in the back. I say, you taking my paper? So she pulled over the side, grabbed my papers out. I say, okay. I turned off. So I'm coming from a different entrance. I turned off and I see a record, like a face that's familiar, a face that I've never met, but I feel like I know this person for a very long time. Glowing, absolutely gorgeous. She's an older, much wiser lady, and I can see this, but I know her. And my mind says, I know this lady. I know her. But you know, in your decency, you don't want to say, hey, and call the people name, then you call them somebody else, right? So I just walked up to her. I said, hi, how you doing? Why do I know you? Just like that. I just said, okay, so if you met Howard, that's how I do my thing, right? I said, why do I know your face, right? So I asked her, why do I know your face? She said, oh, you're the gentleman version. So I said, yes, ma'am, I'm on the television sometime and I do the talk show. So I said, you look like I know you. You look like Calvin Cunningham. She said, I am Calvin Cunningham. I said, oh my God, I know that. Like I don't think I've ever met you, right? I don't think I've ever met you, but like I know you. I've been listening to you for years. I've been listening to you on Steve McKinney's show. On Sunday, I would literally take time out on Sunday evening. I think it was called Last Call. Was that the show? Right? With a roundtable talk, you had House and Mutri, Calvin Cunningham, Paul Moss, Steve McKinney, I think two other persons. But it was always an intriguing conversation to me. I enjoyed it thoroughly every Sunday. I think it was like from 5 to like 7. But it never seemed like enough time. And I always like when Calvin got down on them. She's like, Halson, you don't know. You don't know. It was the best time for looking forward to it, right? Sat down there. I had like a cup of tea or something like that. I just sit down there laughing and listening to the show. I'm in Grand Bahama here in Nassau, right? And something happened. I met Calvin. Last week, if you're on GuardianTalkRadio.com and you're on there, you could be able to see this. In my wallet, boom. Calphane just gave me, Calphane Cunningham and Company, she just gave, she said, call me. I say, I'd love you to come on the show with me. Maybe sometime week after next, so forth and so on. She said, absolutely. Just give me a call. And I love that you are a voice for this generation. I said, okay, well, this might be a bad impression. But, you know, she speaks soft and polite, right? So I said, Calphane, I'd love to have you. She gave me a card. And then I woke up yesterday morning to Bahamas Press saying that Calphane Cunningham had passed. I think it was yesterday morning. And I sat down and I couldn't believe it. You always get the you know, black people. I just saw it. I didn't want to kind of say it out loud. That's the first thing that black people say. I just saw this person 7 months ago. This is why. You need to stop, right? You need to stop. But I just saw Calphane, right? And I said this to my wife. She's like, what are you talking about? I said, just saw the other day when you dropped me to work. And I turned around, the lady that was there, that was Calphane Cunningham. She said, oh my God. I said, I invited her on the show. And she promised me that she was going to come. And she's looking forward to it. But it doesn't look like she's going to make it. Now, you know, I had to wait until I get these confirmed. Right? So I made a couple calls. And it sounds to me that she's passed away. And so I want to be able to say a soft prayer for those, you know, a soft moment of silence for all those persons, her family and loved ones, family members and loved ones, for the passing of Calphane Cunningham. I want to be able to do that. And also, I had an opportunity yesterday. We're going to take the moment of silence together. But I had an opportunity yesterday to visit my very good friend's church, Ambassador Devin Rowe, his church, Kingdom Discipleship. It was an amazing experience. I enjoyed that. And at the forefront of the service, he started to talk about the fact that he had just, I think it's Bishop Francis, I think that's his name, who passed away. So he just met him, just had a great opportunity to be able to hug his neck. He had an opportunity to be able to go and do a little surgery the other day, and he was in recovery now, and now he's gone. Ladies and gentlemen, this is wild. And I want to say that to you. I won't talk like this today. The lines are going to be wide open. Please give me a call. Participate in the conversation. Today is all about us collectively and sort of this course that we're trotting, the road that we trot and leading us on to a higher plane, a higher space, a higher place. I want to talk like this today. It's Holy Week, so we're going to take our time to kind of have these kind of conversations. But to give tributes to either Calphane or the Bishop, I'd love you to be able to give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. I want to talk like this today. Because the sobriety that I'm talking about and the introspection that I'm talking about has to do with social stability and forward movement. I think it's linked to everything. It has to do with your house, your home, the progression thereof, the peace that you seek in these particular spaces, that insatiable position that you continue to be able to ingest one drink after another, after another, after another, and trying to fill this kind of a void that exists in you because a lack of purpose, a lack of direction. This Holy Week, baby, let's talk about the thing. Let's be very clear about it. We can take our time. If we're going to have a show, it's not going to be wild. We're going to be all the way out there. You know, we only got a few days today. We got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week. Make some modifications to be able to get into those kind of conversations that you and I are used to. So I want to be able to do that this week. All right? So give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Let me take a telephone call. Calling you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Cranick. Just called to tell you, you're the greatest. You're very good. You're someone you can just sit down and listen to you. You just have that gift.
And I appreciate you.
I just say continue and keep up what you're doing.
I appreciate you.
God bless you and have a wonderful, happy Easter.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, man. I really do appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I really do appreciate that. I'm just hoping at these kind of times that my wife is listening and she take note. indecency sometime, but in Holy Week, for God's sake, let it bubble to the forefront. Let it be buoyant and come to the top. Amen? We had a beautiful weekend this week, my wife and I always do. And I just want to talk like this. I don't know whether or not you do, you know, like me. I don't know whether or not this is... Okay, so if I've invited some people. Let me be decent and frame it in accordance to... Because I still have hopes and expectation that some people would come. And this is a particular type of people that I invite. And it seems as though, for the first time, I don't know whether or not is the approach that we've taken on this show, but it seems as though, for the first time, a lot of these scholars... and extremely socially fluid and socially abreast to the issues, these particular persons, they asked me for sort of a layout. Howard, what are we going to be talking about? Like trying to be able to bind me contractually to this conversation trapped in the four corners of this paper. They want me to give them, and I'm like, what are you talking about? We've never done this before. No, Howard, I'm going to need a little thing. Oh, Howard, call my secretary. I'm going to need a little. And so I do the introspection. I said, what has shifted in my show and the approach that I've taken over the course of, I don't know, 2-3 years? I feel as though I can, I don't know, I feel liberal now. Talk to me. I feel liberated. I don't feel like there are any shackles. I feel we can have a conversation locally, with transparency, to talk about what you didn't do. And so I asked them to dig deeper. Don't tell me these talking points. Don't come to me with these talking points. Dig deeper. But it seems that some persons, they fear going a little deeper. And I just want to be decent with that. The next dispensation of leadership in this country, on all tiers, private and public, would need you to have EQ, the emotional quota. You're going to have to be able to go beyond the veil. This is the proverbial New Testament of leadership in this country. And so there has been a new covenant made between its people and the position that we seek to move in. This is how I feel. This is what's been going on in my head. This is what, I go to sleep with this thing, and I wake up trying to figure out, why is leadership continuing to give us these old-time conversations? The Old Testament is only to be able to fulfill. It provides you with reference and gives you a point of fulfillment that this has to happen. Not for you to regurgitate the exact same thing. Someone talk to me. I won't talk like this today. It was either this or play holy music all day. You got to remember, I got Anglican deep in me. I grew up in Anglican church. So I want to be able to take that time and have a conversation. Let's take a telephone call. Carly, on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Well, Howard, good morning.
What's up, Graham?
You know, I've been thinking along the same line all weekend. And you know, this Easter season is a good time to do so,
mm-hmm.
to reminisce and think back
mm-hmm.
on what is about to happen
mm-hmm.
with the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But the new day, the Monday,
mm-hmm.
soon reach. And as C. Allen says, and we've always said, the digital dispensation, the technology, let me break it down simpler. The Internet of Things, having that phone in every young person's hand, whether they're senior millennial or junior or Gen Z, Y, X, whatever comes next, they're ready for something different. It's in your belly, you feel, 40 years, we're 50 years old now, we're 10 years beyond a biblical generation. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Mm-hmm.
And the juniors are asking, what part of this country do I own? The bed, the sheet, the pillow? The knife, the spoon, the fork? Or am I just cheap labor, soon to be replaced with cheaper labor? They feel what's coming, you know. Mm-hmm. Our young people feel. There are other young people in the hospital having children more than us. People aren't stupid. Mm-mm. You may dumb down the educational system, but human nature. So what am I getting at? You're right. Sitting there playing the music, sitting there having the same conversation, it's getting nowhere. We've watched 50 years of it from 1992. Hubert Alexander, Ingram open up their waves. What has changed, Howard? So maybe we need to change. I'm going to be contacting you later. I think there's something you can do. You see, because whether it's a radio station, newspaper, or anyone else, victimization is real in a small country. Mm-hmm. And so there are limits. There are things. I remember when I was on talk radio, they would give me a list of what I had to talk about each day. And I said, but this is distractions. Whatever we could talk about today that's in the headline, those are distractions. What's the real issue? I'm looking at a $15 hamburger at a fast food joint. Mm. And that's U.S. money. That ain't Jamaica money, child. So we need to talk about the clear and present danger of energy security. Because if that light bill goes just a little bit too higher, you're going to have 20,000 with no light. And what does that mean? Well, it means your food, your hair, your nails, your gas, everything's going to go up based on energy. I have a million hobbies, and one of them is not solar power. But I've been talking about it for longer than John the Baptist was talking. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to contact you, and we're going to talk about how to get you, the millennial, and the young people tuned into all these radio stations, because they're not right now. And I want them to be listening, hanging on every word that you say, Howard, because what you're about to tell them is going to change their life. It's going to be the next best thing to accepting Jesus into their heart. Believe me. And I've thought about it the whole weekend, and there's something so powerful that you can do, sir.
Graham, you get
mad. I think you've been put there to do it.
I like it. Come on, Graham. Well, I like it.
Believe me, you may invite me on to help you articulate for the young people, because we can bring them all back to talk radio quite fast. We yuck them straight off of TikTok, and they'd be hanging on your show. Why? Because you're going to show them what their future will be before they vote, because everybody has promised them stuff after they vote. You got swung too, hey, Howard? I got swung.
Yeah, well, let's get
swung. Child, we can do all of these things, and then you get voted, nothing happened.
I feel like the fella's trying to set up to swing us again.
Well, how do we get something before we vote? That's the message you're going to bring, because everybody at University of Bahamas, 3,000 people, they would go and register tomorrow morning to vote if you, Howard, could tell them. What can you do for them before they vote?
I like it, Graham.
We talk later.
Thank you, my brother.
Bless up. You have a good one.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company. The lines are wide open here in the foundation today. It is Holy Week. Let's take a little time to do some reflection. Let's take this commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. Guardian Radio and The Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, The Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at The Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with The Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-23 the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
On your mark. Set. go for gold. It's your chance to cheer from here, Bahamas. Scotiabank is the regional banking partner for the 2023 Carifta Games. We invite everyone to come watch our young athletes perform at their best. Every Scotiabank MasterCard credit card holder gets fast track into the stadium. Just show your card with your ticket at the Southern Gate. Plus, check us in the Cultural Village at the Scotiabank kiosk where you can win amazing prizes. Scotiabank, proud sponsor of the 2023 Oak Tree Medical Center Carifta Games.
At Popeyes, we have a deal worth driving for. It's our shrimp tackle box. Tastes a tender and delicious shrimp marinated in our Louisiana spices and fried up fresh and crunchy. Served with our ultimate cocktail dipping sauce, one regular side, and a warm buttery biscuit. Add a blueberry cream cheese pie or a strawberry cream cheese cup to your order. Stop by any Popeyes for your shrimp tackle box today.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company right here on the Foundation. So happy to be in your company. April 3rd. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Today is April 3rd, Monday, April 3rd. You can be able to pick up everything. It talks about the economy recovers, GDP now slightly above pre-Dorian levels, former AG on citizenship law, get it done. And that's Allison Maynard in the papers today. Toby's back in the papers, ruling on Crown Land lease. Toby ain't playing, that he is relentless. Teenager sexually assaulted by two men. This is crazy. I want to say that, man. I want to talk like this. It's Holy Week. We're going to take our time to talk about the conviction, the position, all of that spirituality, and whether or not we are realigning ourselves or have we just kind of let our anchor do its thing, right? Does it hold anymore socially? Are we making modifications to what we've known as something that held us down for years? I mean, I remember when I was growing up, out there in the back of 8 Mile Rock, we would have conversations about the Constitution. I feel like these are conversations that are happening all over the country simultaneously when people would say, oh, this is a Christian country. This is a Christian country. And as years shifted, and many of us haven't seen those things that we envision. Maybe many of us haven't seen those miracles. We haven't seen the change. We've gone through one year after another of trial and tribulation, and every year it seems to just continue to be able to compile, right? One on top of another. We have yet to get rid of the issues that we've gone through. And it doesn't matter, you know, your profession, your position, social position. For many of us, we have travailed and traveled through enough tribulation year after year after year after year. And hoping for freedom, hoping for liberty, hoping for access, hoping for the shackles to fall off. And as a result of it not happening, many of us have turned to our own ways. Talk to me. Let's be clear. Let's talk, man. Don't fight me. Talk. 323-622-325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text 422-4796. Many of us have turned to our own devices. I ain't getting preachy with you today. I just want to talk to you. We've turned away from the faith that kept our mothers. And what's wild for me is this is wild. I had an opportunity when I was in Turks and Caicos. Just got married. This is 20 years ago. This year I'm celebrating 20 years married. And went to Turks and Caicos. My father's father, my grandfather, was born in Blue Hills, Turks and Caicos, right? And so I went to see Uncle Felix them. I went to see all my Annie Sylvia, all these people, right? These are my family. So I went to see them. Now, I was there as a child, right? I was like maybe 5, 7 years old, tops, right? Anywhere between 5 and 7, tops. And Daddy sent me down there. I spent some time with Grammy, my grandfather. He died in the early 90s, my grandfather. And so I'm there, right, for the second time. And this time, I have that kind of maturity and wisdom I shared over there to the back of the house, this property on Blue Hills. You see that shed over there? Everyone was born in that shed over there. I say, what? And I looked at the shed. I wouldn't even put my tool. I wouldn't even put my tools in the thing. And I'm looking at it, and a generation of people came through this shed. And you could hear our mothers and grandmothers, our grandmothers and great-grandmothers say things like, child, I right here. You know, God is good. You know, I got 9 children living. And whenever I hear them have to kind of abbreviate and give me a punctuated rather with living, it says to me that some persons have passed away. And so when I hear them say, child, I right here, I got 9 children living. So I have to hear a story. And then about, we had twins, but the twins died. And the midwife couldn't save them and this and that and so forth and so on. And I think that that brought Grammy them through in the woods. Man, I can't get away, man. I feel like I'm getting preachy today. I got to pull it back. This God bring Grammy them who born in the bush. They worse than Jesus. Jesus born. Come talk to me. And kind of a story about Jesus born in Bethlehem, in the stable. It's such a cute story. We've put so much things to it. But when we bring it close and see that our grandmothers, people who live in right here now, we can touch them. They're born in the bush. And we can see all this technology. And in the midst of technology, people losing children and you born in the bush. God is good. I can't get no amen. God is good. You're born in the bush. Somebody burned a knife to sterilize it and cut the cord. You was born, and this the God that we've gone, we turn against. We've gone against this to our own devices. We've gone against this entire nation. We didn't have this technology that we continue to rant and rave about. Now, that's not negating the fact that there is an expectation for the next dispensation to have these creature comforts that the world offers now, that we can afford. Where we have come from was nothing as a people. For many of us, those of us from over the proverbial hill, the darker hue of us, we know about trial and tribulation. We've become consumed, talk to me, with the creature comforts of life. And we equate that to success. Man, let's have a conversation. You've equated the acquisition of things to success in this fleeting life. Wild. This Holy Week, let's have a conversation to deal with introspection. Look in yourself. Are you? I know. I got to deal with me. Have we taken the time out, or are the proverbial hamsters on this wheel running after nothing and leaving our responsibilities and purpose behind? 3232-325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Is this a call on the line? Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Well, it is Dark in a Waste along with you, Howard.
Hey, good afternoon, my brother. What's happening?
Oh, we need justice, law, and order in this country today. Called the Bahamas. You know, I like you. I want to just hear listening and listen to Graham. And, you know, I've experienced a lot of stuff in which you have spoken of. I am older. And I look back at the children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. And, you know, I wouldn't want the same thing for them. With my parents or my grandparents or I have experienced. So what I want to say to them, I'm glad they're out of school on holiday. You know, when I was going to school, one day, I first I wanted to be a medical doctor. And when the school closed, when summer school closed for summer, and I got a job. And I've never went back, you know. And the youngsters my age used to call me a genius, right? That's when I was going to school, mm-hmm. even when I stopped going to school. But what I want to say to the youngest today, right? You are smarter. But what people are saying that are older than you, you are smarter, okay? I'm going to say to you, rebel in a mature way, okay? In other words, establish your own horizon, because the elderly people that run the world today, all they want is educated people to do what they want them to do. So you establish your own horizon and build upon it. And you can help the elderly people, but help them in your way. Just don't go their way. You are more educated than them. Okay? So establish rising, build upon it, and fly. Okay? You have no regrets. Because me, who are older, can see. I cannot see physically, but I would want my grandchildren, you, to experience what we have experienced. We did some good things, but still, we are being harnessed. Be not harnessed. Establish your own horizon and fly. Thank you. That's all I want to say to you young people today.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate your telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what to do. Be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. This is a lot to kind of ingest, right? Rebuild. Establish your own horizon and build upon it. Now, something that I want to be able to highlight here. When you highlighted the fact that you're more educated. Because, you know, I listen. I don't know if y'all, you know this. I listen. And each word carries its own frequency, especially the way that you deliver it, right? For me, education had a lot of weight on it. That in your conversation and in listening to the sort of structure and layout, the weight that you placed upon education in comparison to those of old, I don't know whether or not. Okay, let me fix it for you. You said you went to school and you wanted to be a doctor. And in the midst of you wanting to be a doctor, while you was in school, everyone would call you a genius. And even when you came out of school, they called you a genius. But you got a summer job and you never went back to school. But they continue calling you a genius. And we continue to listen to you, and you still have these sort of sparks of insight and a desire to be able to assist, even without, based upon what you're saying to me, the formal education. I'm getting somewhere with this. There are three elements that, even in our prayer, that we pray for, that is given to us freely once we request it. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Talk to me. My wife told me a joke one time. She said her daddy was in the church. Her daddy's a bishop now. Decent man. He's a bishop in the Church of God now. But, you know, he always was thick in the church when she was younger. And I laugh at her, right? So she said, when am I supposed to be studying for my tests? Daddy telling me, let's go to church. I said, Daddy, have a test. He said, girl, let's go to church. So she said, Daddy, I have a test to do. I have to study for my test. Pray to Jingo, right? I say, what? I say, what? Your daddy tell you that? So, but listen to me. I'm choking with laughter, right? I said, this is what your daddy tell you? That Jesus can put the words, what you need to study to show yourself approved, in your head. What kind of pastor your daddy is, right? So we are laughing about it years later, right? And she said, and look at him now, studying to be a bishop, right? So we laughing about it, right? And this is us, we laughing, right? And he's definitely successful in all these things. But in our youth, in her youth, this is how she viewed it. We don't pray for education. You study to show yourself approved. But my position is, if you attain a certain level of knowledge and wisdom, it could not come through education. This is not rejecting education. But there's something that supersedes and still empowers you to get to where you need to be. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The three things are mothers and fathers who prayed over us, prayed for. Because a nation, people, have we lost our way and consumed ourselves with this idea of inclusion, with this idea of pulling everyone in? Are we that afraid of some sense of segregation? Do you believe that separate yourself and stand in your convictions should not exist? Are we that loose and liberal in our thinking, in our position, that we've rejected the pillars that kept us as a society? Many of us wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the grace of God, because the midwife them didn't know what to do when your mommy kept bleeding. Man, I can't get no amen. When you couldn't breathe, they was praying over you and pumping your chest. Your mothers. When Anthony Johnson was here the other day and said to us that he fallen in the well at 6 months in Cat Island, where the hell to revive him but God? Guys, it's a good show today. I enjoying it. I know, but you. But I feel like this is a time to purge. We have a lot of this anxiety within us, with an expectation to do better and get better and equate ourselves with the proverbial global Joneses. We're trying to keep up with them. And in the midst of trying to keep up with them, we've lost ourselves. We've lost our conviction. We lost our space. And it reflects in our government. Man, talk to me. Our governments continue to genuflect, bow down to everyone around them. And we're still deprived. You doing all this bowing and we still ain't got nothing. This is wild. We might as well stand up for something else. Guys, get the call. Give me a call. Let's have a good call. 323-254-316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text 422-4796, or you can hit me up on 8270111. We are chopping the thing down today and for the next few days in Holy Week. We're going to have some good conversations right here at 96.9 FM Radio. Listen, we're going to take a commercial break, get to news, and get back to the show right here on The Foundation with Howard Grant. Guys, it's Holy Week. Be a part of the conversation. It's all about introspection. We'll be right back after this.
The Foundation. Foundation. With Howard Grant, we'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
Wednesdays just got a whole lot better. Introducing Whopper Wednesdays at Burger King Nassau. Get a flame-grilled Whopper for only $5.50, including VAT. Yes, you heard that right. This Wednesday, you can indulge in the classic flame-grilled Whopper you love, made your way for only $5.50. Stop by your favorite Burger King Nassau location this Wednesday and enjoy a Whopper for only $5.50. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Fidelity today. Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good
for you. At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter trucks, CMC Verica vans, and Fuso Rosa jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
MyGateway is a centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police character certificate, renew your passport or driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. You must have a valid government-issued ID in order to collect documents. MyGateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, the foundation. Gorgeous Monday. It's a laid back Monday. Isn't it a peaceful Monday? All right. I'm hoping that, you know, as I say this, that you're not thick in traffic. But as I was coming here, I told you I'm grateful I had maybe a few more minutes I could be able to wake up late this morning. The kids aren't going to school. And I came here and the road was free. I said, oh, man, this is a beautiful thing. Right? Maybe I say that because I wasn't in the thick of traffic this morning. But it felt as though this should be sort of a time of reflection. Right? Sort of a time of us being able to do a little introspection, looking deep within ourselves to be able to make a determination where we are and where we move. And so the top of the show, we just started to talk about things like that. And sort of the question as to whether or not we moved away from sort of the tenets and the pillars that held us up when we knew that we didn't have anything else. Helping you to be able to hold us up and carry us when we know that there was no other place to turn. The God of our grandmothers that had seven children and void of the technology that exists today. My cousin had with his first son, I went over to Fort Lauderdale. He's an American, right? And went over to Fort Lauderdale, stayed with him for a little while. His girlfriend at the time gave birth, and we went to the hospital, right, to see him. And, you know, a day passes, and I say, okay, well, when she's coming home, she didn't give birth. When she's coming home, oh, she got to stay in the hospital a little while. So I said, what happened? Oh, the baby have jaundice. Watch me. Oh, the baby have jaundice. So they have to put him in this sort of a generic, this machine. I don't know what this machine is, whatever this machine was. So I went to the hospital and looked at the baby, right? And they get like this, the false UV rays beating down on the baby. He's in this kind of an incubator machine, right? And I'm looking at this and I said, is this a design or a ploy that someone created to be able to get more money? I said, because from we had children and my mother had children, and because, you know, I'm the oldest child. So as the oldest child, I had the responsibility of being conscious enough, aware enough to do these particular things. The whole diaper thing, I had to do that. Change diaper, fold it up, wash it, put the pins on, the whole thing. I did it with my brothers, right? And so I'm looking at this and I said, what do you mean? Why do I have to put... I said, all you get to do is give the baby some water and put him in his carriage out in the sun for a little while. I said, the jaundice will clear right up. Grammy told you that. Weren't you not listening to Grammy? Weren't you not listening when we would say these particular... You listen to old people? My point to you is that the advent of technology has taken away that kind of, that leaning on, that commitment that we've had to God and nature, and understanding that remedies existed in these particular spaces. Now, you pop pills. You take a shot. You do this, you do that. Morphing your DNA in so many ways. Morphing our position in so many ways. But that's not only isolated to a medical arm. I believe in so many other areas in our lives that we've gone away and gone astray from what we knew to be a pillar that held every generation before us. How do we get back? How do we get back? Let's talk about it today. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Howard, great topic. This text has come through. I have a question for you. I often ask religious people, how much of the belief in an afterlife factors in the lack of real change we see here and now in this life? And could a lack of religion make you more concerned for the planet and future here? That's a crazy question. I like it. I like this question. I don't know if I qualify to answer these things like this, but I've had significant contemplation on it. I don't know if you could tell, but I like to watch, like, I like to listen to historical facts about Black people and their time in tribulation through slavery and how they got up and out. So I like to find out more about a common thread that exists in these particular spaces is the Negro spiritual. The Negro speech, the spiritual continues to be able to tell you of the idea of a better life that exists beyond this after death. It never empowers you. It never empowers you. The spiritual that continues to be able to alleviate you in this moment of tribulation, of trial, of whip. Whatever the weight that you're going through during this particular time, the Negro spiritual was designed to give you this sort of a rhythm and a trance to take you out. You sing it loud and it's repetitive. Someday, oh, it taking you from here. Someday, one day, over the water, over the Jordan, over the, it's always about a transition from this life. And I listen to that and I say to myself, I believe the Negro spiritual is trapped in us with an expectation that we can go on to better. And it hasn't done us justice with the life that we should lead and live in the space that we have now. Many of us are still living as though we have the proverbial whips and chains on us. And while that may be so from an economic standpoint, from a political standpoint, we do enjoy certain liberties and freedoms that gives us a space to make decisions for our immediate community to be able to shift. And I think many of us don't. even the concept and idea of childhood, ooh, me, I didn't get involved with those things. I was going to come here and do my eight and skate. So I don't get mixed up with nobody. It's just come here and do. And that's been sort of the thing that kept us from the community that we seek. So I like your question. I believe that consumption and idea of that ingesting the idea that there is something greater, which we do believe, I do believe, that there is an afterlife, that there's something greater if we apply ourselves according to this sort of a layout. But I believe for so many persons, they reject the concept and idea of scripture and just want to be able to stay within the confines of this particular thing. So I'm going to talk like that. Guys, give me a call. Please be a part of the conversation. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. It says, this life and it could a lack of religion make you more concerned of the planet and future here? Now, when you start to talk about religion, I think we had a conversation on Friday that I thought was crazy. I wrote a lot of stuff down. And it shows us that religion was juxtaposed, or the opposite, rather, to righteousness. We had a good conversation on Friday. Started off very good on Friday. We had a conversation with my good friend, Michael Fox. Michael calls me this morning, says he got so many calls. Says he said that religion is the opposite of righteousness. And I thought about that. And I think a lot of us seek to move within the confines. Because it's easier to be able to do tradition. And you always kind of, the forerunner to your conversation is, well, you know, as an Anglican, well, you know, as a Catholic, well, you know, as a Baptist, well, you know. And so there's an expectation that my actions will fall in line with the traditions of these particular religions, which rejects the idea of righteousness and a particular standard for all of us. Let's talk about it. Right? So that was for me. So when you start to have this kind of a conversation about religion, I'm indifferent about it. A lack of religion make you more concerned about the planet in the future? I don't know. Because a lack of religion has placed us in the position where we're seeing a perpetuation of the CERN. If you didn't check out the CERN, go check it out. Check out the ceremony associated with it. Has placed us in the position where there is this kind of an idea of being able to search for portals into an afterlife and other spaces. Have you seen that? Have you seen the CERN? With the CERN is an atom collider. The atoms collide at higher speeds and create small portals. There's this hope, this idea, this expectation that this is an opportunity to be able to access life's beyond here. Come on, man. You all got to watch these things and check these things out. These things are happening right now in front of us. Let's read a couple more texts and see exactly where we are. It says, any former politician, MP, or cabinet minister, which includes Alison Maynard Gibson, should speak publicly about immigration matters because they didn't address the matter while they were in position to do so. Not thoroughly. Let's even be able to read another text. It says, good day, Howard. Great show. I heard your show last week and on who's going to fill Miles Monroe's shoes? I say no one. Why I say that? When a prophet died and God raised up a next one, they are different people with the same mandate. Thus said it the Lord, now I could be wrong, but I told Ambassador Devin Rule to prepare himself, because I see God is going to use him in a mighty way to be the voice of the people. Okay, I see a text. Right? It says, ask Graham if he wants to switch skin pigments for a day. You won't be light-skinned for a day. You can't get far. The bank processes take much longer than that if you want to get money for the bank. You need to be light-skinned much longer than that. Just one day. You need to be longer than that. All right? Let's see if we can read it. It says, good afternoon. Howard, couldn't agree more. It's such a peaceful Monday. I'm praying for there to be no violent crimes during this holiday week. Me too, man. So spot on, bro. I'd wager the decline in religion is because more youth are rejecting this promise of a better future as they see elders doing nothing and say, wait on God. I'm not attacking, but opening the discussions on the impact it has on our collective lives. I like your answer. By the way, CERN is looking for particles to explain the Big Bang because it rejects the creation story. Says Howard, yeah. Okay, guys, you know what to do. Give me text 422-4796, 422-4796, or hit me up on the telephone line 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and you can be able to get us in here. We got a caller on the line. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
I'm good. Hey, Howard. Yeah, I would like to say my condolences to the passing of Ms. Catherine Cunningham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I had an opportunity to meet her just months ago, and mm-hmm. she's such a wonderful lady, man.
Mm-hmm.
I am the building, and she's moving in this new office building, and I draw the floor plan for her and basically did the framing up. And I saw her the day before she died.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing some work upstairs, and she's like, Mr. Seminar.
I feel like that's sudden. Wasn't that sudden? Was gone.
Okay,
go ahead.
Ms. Cunningham is like, so mm-hmm. she's like, Mr. Seminar, boy, she let's get up there. I see you got a door up there. Boy, let's get from down here. I say, I can't hear you. He's coming down there. And I say, I can't hear you sense, but she wanted to say, yeah, Mr. Seminar, It's amazing when God got things planned for you, eh? Look at the kind of work you did.
Mm-mm.
Look at what the work you did inside the first office, and that's what inspired me to come inside here. And you did for me, and now you're inside this other one. And then I told her I have a next one to do too.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Boy, God got things fixed the same way." And she started to walk out to go through the doors to go to the elevator, and I was telling her about that, So when we her, she's like I spoke to her. I told her that she's an eagle. She flies. She saw a height,
mm-hmm.
and she took out what she wanted to make, whatever she wanted to be. And at the end of the day, the best of the best, is what she is, right? But I was telling her before she's in the elevator, I was telling her that when you really want to elevate yourself in your work, you don't really look at the macro. You look at the micro.
Mm-hmm.
It's the micro that makes the macro.
Mm-hmm.
If the micro is flawed or disabled, you have a bunch of stuff that it's supposed to be, and you expect it to be at the end of the day, don't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she agreed with me. Then the last thing I told her is that I had a funeral to attend Saturday. That's Friday evening I saw her. And she said, okay, and that's when she gone in the elevator, right? And the elevator door closed, and that's the last time I saw her, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the next day to work, right? So I got a phone call saying, Ms. Cunningham just passed. I said, mm-hmm. man, stop that, man. And she just, is she even moving to office yet, man?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like life is like this. It's like this. I mean,
this ain't an office of Knockflow.
No,
this is
not a new office. This is a new office, not the one downtown.
Okay,
this is on Shirley Street.
Man, listen to me. I saw her because I'm listening to your story, and she was making her rounds. It seems like she was making her rounds. I saw her, and she was glowing. You know, she looked good. So yeah, I said, man, she looked good.
Yeah, man. And you know, let me tell you something. She did some legal work for me. You want to hear something? That woman, that lady, she is, I talk about impeccable. I'm talking about at her age, right? Her mind is clear and crystal, and she's like she don't miss nothing.
Wow.
Okay, and it's like what we look at when we age to be forgetting this and missing that. Not her. No, sir.
Man, she was on point.
To the bone. Beg your pardon?
Well, I said she was on point.
Articulate to the bone.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother.
Yeah, man. Hey, Howard, in closing, right?
Mm-hmm.
with your big vocabulary, right?
Go ahead.
I say, boy, I say the foundation. I say one way you take that and you say so well, you got to walk so smooth the conversation. Howard, you say a word a million times. Howard, find the next word. Don't say conversation no more. Please, Howard, right. Please.
Well, as we converse, let's do that.
Please.
Thank you for your telephone call, my brother. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, please give me a call, 323-625-4316-325-4259. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Man, Kelfian look good, man. You know what he was toting on nowhere? She came here to pick up a few things from Printmasters. And that's how I met her. She looked good. And she is no more. No more. Man, that's just crazy. Next telephone call. Calling you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Doing Howard, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
You know, one thing I admire about you, sometimes you realize that it doesn't take 30 seconds to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to sit back and listen to the person's story mm-hmm. before you push the button on him, mm-hmm. assuming what he might be going to say. Like how you listened to that gentleman's story a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
It don't take 30 seconds to say that. You know, I said that to say this. Remember, Dr. Philip Wellington Slimy Thompson, a good friend of all of ours, mm-hmm. chief surgeon, fellow surgeon in the Caribbean, and England, a Bahamian. On the 28th of August, 2018, we used to call one another every morning. He was in Freeport. We used to call one another every morning, give greetings, and say what we can do for the day. That morning, he called me around about 4:30. What you doing, Sparky? I'm going to take the dogs for a walk around the park. Coming back, what you eating? I'm doing some corned beef and grits, yellow grits. Sound good. He said, now, I going down to get me some clinic, to get some pills to give me, to give one customer who coming by my clinic, and I'll call you 10 o'clock when I come back. I said, okay, doc, talk to you 10 o'clock. 10 minutes later, they call me and say, Slimy dead.
Mm.
Boom. He left home to go to the clinic, but he stopped at the pharmacy to pick up the medication to carry to the clinic. The woman said he came inside, got the prescription, went in the truck, opened the truck, put the car truck in park, started, and looped right over the wheel. That was it. And a lot of people don't understand sometimes. This is Howard, man. You talked a little while ago, but these people talking about wait for God and wait till you die. Mm-hmm. If you look at all the leaders in the world, all the rich billionaires in the world, they're trying to get everything they could get right now while they're on this side.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Every rich priest in the world want the biggest church, the biggest crowd, the most money, lab jet, all kind of big-time $5 million home and thing all over California, all over the place, and guess what? You must wait till you die to go to God for him to give you your milk and honey and walk on streets of gold while he getting his now. And giving 10% of your hard-earned money to him and his organization now, he living on the streets of gold on this side. And you telling me to wait till I die to go look for mine? So I do. I want my yacht, my private plane, my big house. I want everything now. I want to be able to eat my steak and lobster now. I don't want to be eating corned beef and white rice no more, and you can't even afford it now. All the poor people can hardly buy food to eat. The rich people getting richer and tell you to wait till you die?
Mm-hmm.
Bull. I don't need religion to tell me that. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum.
Sparky, that was swift. Somebody texted me just now. It says, man, Howard, you just did Sparky pull a slick one on you every single time. Sparky's boy, Howard, I like how you let people tell story, you know, because it don't take 30 seconds. I like that. I like how you listen to the whole fella story. Anyway, like I was saying, Sparky, you need to stop it, right? Sparky, set me right up. Now, you can give me my time. Let me take a next telephone call. Calling you on the line with this live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was,
hey. Close your window, cousin. Close your window. You sound like you're leaning out the car or power steering.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
I'm 61, and the way I see this country running for the past 61 years, it's like we just leave Egypt and we just running around the desert, just doing. I mean, and we have no goal as to where this entire country want to go. We meet Senator here, we meet Angleston here, and we don't want to build a new Angleston. We don't want to build a city. We don't have leaders guiding us in that direction. So all the little problems we getting because we don't have one idea that the whole entire country is working on. Maybe a 25-year plan, 50-year plan. We get lost in the trivial things of life. And we carry on just like the people who just left Egypt and wandering around in the wilderness from foreign things. But I think we need some sort of plan so that this country can actually lift itself. We could go far as I don't know, the Latona resort down in Miguana, we catch tuna and supply that. A bigger bar pineapple place in Eleuther. We got nothing to do with the people. The people just looking to what? Give it a hand on to tourism. And we are so lost.
Yeah. I agree with you, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly for that. You know, people need to hear things like this. I listen to you, and first thing pop up in my head is Slumdog Millionaire. You remember the movie, Slumdog Millionaire? In the midst of the slum, was it Slumdog Millionaire? I can't remember. It was one of these Indian movies where one of the kids actually found a wallet. Was it? No, it wasn't Slumdog Millionaire. One of the kids found a wallet, right? In the midst of the rubble, there was sort of these pirates that was over this, I don't know, this waste site, this dump site. I mean, it went for acres and acres and acres and acres. I mean, heaps and heaps and mounds of just pure garbage. And the kids were living in there. And as security to ensure that you could stay here and you're not rejected, so forth and so on, or whatever it is, you had to go and sift through the garbage. And they found a wallet one day, and they had to give it to one of the leaders, so forth and so on, right? And I think about that, and I think about this country, that the proverbial rubble, it may not be literal rubble, but the proverbial rubble that we live through is designed to stay just like this, because the leaders, they're not consumed with the idea of the fact that there is rubble or filth or garbage or dirt. Their only concern is that they retain leadership in this sort of position of elevation over you. They're not here to create an environment that's conducive to growth and development for the next generation. Their only concern is with the time that they have, that they retain this power and leadership over you. Their feet are relentlessly on our necks. And the only concern that they have is not a redevelopment of Anglesland, a redevelopment of Pinewood, and sort of this historic identity and development for Gambier. It's not that. It's not for Nassau Street to be able to create, because I've said this before, I believe that they should pour. We're not serious with any of this stuff. My wife and I went to Lauderdale. Was it Lauderdale? I think it was either the Lauderdale, no, Miami. Was it the Miami airport? And they were doing this, you know, construction on the floor, right? They was doing this stuff. And you could see that they put different words on the floor. You could see all these things. It felt like the Hollywood Boulevard. When you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, and you could see the stars and whatnot. And I said, why don't we do this on Nassau Street? From north to south, and just commemorate Bahamian musicians, Bahamian politicians, Bahamian leaders in the public and private sector, straight down to be able to speak specifically about the strength of our community. It's for the tourists that are here and also for the locals as a reminder. I just looked at that and I said, why aren't we thinking about things like that? And it brings me right to this point. Leadership is not concerned about developing anything. We haven't had a true leader in this country from its inception. And I dare say, because I know you can challenge me, That wasn't even a true sense of leadership at its best. It was just the next step. It was an inevitable step. A true sense of leadership that we're looking for, that sparks creativity, innovation, and empowers others to bring that to the forefront. We haven't had that. We've had glorified managers who relentlessly seek to keep things as they are because they fear doing anything new that they'll be out of step. They've rejected the next generation. I'm not the next generation. You know, I mean, men and women are before me. I'm not the next generation. They've passed over them. And this dispensation is my time. But they've passed over men and women who could contribute to national growth and development. Let's take one more call and take a break. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. What's up, brother?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you, DeWitt?
Man, I am so blessed. I am so blessed. God is good. God is good, Howard. I will not complain, Howard. Grant.
Praise God.
I will not complain, my brother.
Praise God.
But I need to complain about something.
Okay.
Not me, though, personally.
Okay.
Howard, I called your talk show.
180 quickly.
I sit on your talk show.
Mm-hmm.
Been all about on talk shows,
mm-hmm.
pleading for my government to win the government. We have won the government. But Howard, you got about three or four people.
Hold on to it. This is the sixth time you call the show and you're giving me these synopsis and scenarios.
Yeah, but because Howard, I won't call on. Some of their names so
hold
far.
Hold on,
right?
Hold on to it.
But Howard, I could be real with you and the caller and the listeners, you know.
When you ready to call people names?
I am going to sit down and I am going to analyze some people.
You tell us this 6 weeks ago.
Howard, I am tired of people calling me. Why all people don't answer your phone and stop ducking these people?
Just change your phone number because they ain't going to stop calling
but
you.
Yeah, that's my business number. I can't change my phone number because of some of these people who are elected don't answer. They
give the number to the people. Talk to me, DeWitt.
Right,
and listen until you ready to call the people's name. Don't come and give me these because we don't know who to put it
okay,
to.
Okay, all right. See,
call a name. One thing. Name number one. I get right.
Let me say something a minute before you go, right?
Which constituency then?
Huh?
Which constituency? Don't tell me the name. Tell me the constituency.
What constituency?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Howard, you know what? You know what? I can lead us with you. Y'all need to start bringing these people on these radio who don't want to talk the truth about some of their people. You hear what I say? And I lead up one there. Now, that's your homework to figure out. You have a good day, sir.
DeWitt, you need to stop it, okay? And listen until you will give me the people's name, their constituency, and what they have not done. We're not going to be throwing these things out there. We as a people know that we have some non-performing politicians. That's not a... Are you afraid? Are we afraid to say this? Come on, man. What the people can take from you? You ain't got nothing no more. Or some of y'all just getting your yellow grits, what you like. And your two can of tuna. You like that. And so this is what they're giving you in exchange for your voice. Your vote. And so you're content with this little piece of thing. Man, talk to me. Let me take a next telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live?
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's happening, my brother?
If the fellow who just called us now can't talk,
mm-hmm.
you know how deep this problem is.
It's deep.
Okay. Now, see, I think you are making a mistake of calling this leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That is the first mistake you are making.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, 40 years ago,
no, but I said it was not leadership. We have not seen leadership.
But don't call it leadership, okay? Because it ain't, okay?
Okay.
40 years ago, just after you was born,
mm-hmm.
we had something called the Coconut Grove Festival.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It started after 67. And every year, it expanded. It got bigger and bigger and bigger. It was sponsored by Ed Moxley's group and school teachers.
Mm.
Now, if we had been able to duplicate that festivity in every constituency in this country, our politicians would be under control.
So what happened to it?
It was moved to the other side of Blue Road, on the site where you now have the other album. And I mean, mm-hmm. its name was Jumbe Village.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was bulldozed, laid flat to the ground. Now, a couple guys, Ed Moxie, Carlton Francis, Cecil Wallace Whitfield in particular, they stood up to the same monster we're dealing with now, okay? And this monster actually reared his head in 1968, 69, you know, and it, but, and see, and you are a part of this history.
Mm-hmm.
It all blew up in a place called Lewis Yard,
mm-hmm.
you know? And see, we don't deal with this kind of stuff, you know, because this thing ain't going away until we deal with it. Now, you know, I'm doing what I can do. But, boss, your generation, if you don't put your shoulder hard to the wheel and get, like, say, 1,000 folks just like you, when your children hit the road, they could be, it was a mess.
Mm.
Okay? Anyway.
I appreciate your call, man. Thank you so much.
I'll send you some stuff on your number.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate
all right.
you. Ladies and gentlemen, please give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere in the text, 422-4796. You can hit me up with the text. Today, we're just doing some reflection. We just kind of, you know, did introspection, looking in ourselves to find out whether or not we're on course. And, you know, forget about scrutinizing our leadership or lack thereof. Forget about scrutinizing the men and women who are the pinnacle of political and social administration in this country, since we ain't gonna call it leadership. All right? It starts with us. The Coconut Grove Festival, other festivals like it, started with community. The PLP started with a concept that was birthed in the community. Community propels us to be able to go forward. And so we got to find like-minded people. Do you share in these particular concepts and ideas? Do you share in that? Remember what Juan used to say? Then you're a comrade of mine. I say this kid, commercial break, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, the foundation. Be right back after this.
The foundation.
The foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
My mommy made sure that I was vaccinated because she loves me.
Getting our precious little ones vaccinated protects them from so many diseases like polio, measles, and whooping cough. Vaccines are safe and effective. Immunizations can prevent illnesses and even death. Take advantage of the National Vaccination Catch-Up Campaign from March 25th to April 6th. Visit your nearest clinic weekdays 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, March 25th. Visit us at the Red Cross from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and on Saturday, April 1st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mall at Marathon. COVID-19 vaccines are also available at all locations. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The foundation, we're chopping it down today. It's Holy Week, and in the spirit of decency and in order, we seek to kind of take some time out to do some reflection. Now, the depth of the reflection will be laid out and determined by you. Is it going to be superficial reflection or is it going to be deep reflection, right? Are we going to be as we were in the past, continuing to be able to pay homage to men and women of old that says, let's go no further than this spot? Or are we willing to kind of go a little deeper and have real conversations about our community? Now, this is not a conversation to pull down. I mean, people, fellas, I mean, don't say conversation, but we talking. So this is not a conversation to pull down any man or woman. We're not seeking to, the men and women of old, of yesteryear, that created the framework, the blueprint for this country to move forward, and the imperfections in that particular, or in the execution and the design of that particular blueprint for this country is not, I really don't want to talk about you as an individual and pull you down as one of the architects. But I'm saying that there's something went wrong. And are we going to continue to be able to build on this pillar that can't take the, you're putting 4 or 5 stacks of tribulation on this pillar that can't carry the weight. It's bowing, bending. And it'll soon snap. Do we want to see our economy fall into this hole? Do we want to see all that we've built and dream of fall into this hole? Do you believe in the independence and the strength of who you are as an individual? I mean, what the Constitution speaks of, what this particular piece of paper says that you have. Do you believe in your own strength? You did. The Bremen Road Riot said that you did. History said to me that you did. You did. The general strike said to me that you did. You did. 1992 said to me that you did. With the Free National Movement. The Free National Movement, the FNMs could not have gotten the Free National Movement into government. Let's be very clear. The Bahamian people did that. You did that. If you was a PLP and you voted against your party during the time, you did that. If you was a PLP and didn't vote for your party, you did that. The Bahamian people ushered in a new sense of leadership and direction for the country. You did that. This was never done on a political level, ladies and gentlemen. All these politics were, and political organizations were, is vehicles to get us to the objective. And sometimes, the engine ain't no more good. The transmission's slipping. There are new models coming out, new dispensations, and you're still riding this 1952 Chevy like we in Cuba. Get rid of the car. If the car, Does it make modifications and equipped itself with the times that we're in? Get rid of the car. You've done it before. So as we have this conversation about reflection, inflection, and trying to be able to look deep within ourselves to find out if we're in the right position, this ain't got nothing to do with external leadership and the people that you've put to be able to carry Miss Daisy. This has everything to do with your decision. Have you decided that this is where we're going to be? Because you fix your language socially. We collectively have accepted this language that has been fed to us. And we regurgitate this filth by saying, well, it is what it is. How is that? How is that the language of leaders? How is that language living in the space where there's supposed to be creativity and innovation? How? That diametrically opposes innovation and creativity. How could it be what it is and simultaneously be more than it is? You have to make up your mind. We have to make up our minds. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the cell phone, 422-4796. Calling on the line with us live, go ahead.
Yes. I had to call back, okay? You mentioned Cuba, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Cuba has a large array of old, beautiful vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But ironically, many of those big vehicles are powered by a small four-cylinder ladder Russian engine.
Now, you know I know this.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, see, but, you know, it's kind of like getting back to Easter. You know, 40 days after Jesus Christ was resurrected was the time that the guys actually got the situation sorted out as to who they were and who they were supposed to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They had to have the power of the Holy Spirit empower them to move.
In the upper room.
Okay? Okay? Mm-hmm. No, from there. Mm-hmm. From there.
Okay.
Into the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some reason, we are into events, personalities,
mm-hmm.
and crisis. And our culture seems to revolve around those three prime things. Now, what's going to take this generation of leaders to do is to step back and to understand that this is about passing on to the next generation what was not passed on to you. Now, that's going to take a bit of sacrifice because of the territorial stuff that is rampant in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Mr. Davis can do it if he makes up his mind to do it. But I think he got to stop getting in front of the parade and let his ministers do the work that they are supposed to do, you know. And he just stay out of it. Especially if there's a big announcement, you know,
I can hit something,
let the minister
right now
make mm-hmm. that announcement. You know, it ain't really about you. It's about the people that you are empowering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this country cannot be led effectively by one man.
Mm-hmm.
It needs the plurality of leaders
mm-hmm.
at the table. Because, you know, there are a couple guys at the table who can do a far better job than Mr. Davis.
But that's why they're at the table.
You know, but, you know.
Because you keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Talk to me.
Hey, now, hopefully, they got the patience. And they don't do a Loretta. Okay, good.
None of them will do that.
No. See, she could have been prime minister now.
Loretta?
If she had just stayed in her place.
But it's hard to do that when you're in a snake den.
No, it ain't hard.
It's hard to do that in a snake den.
No. See,
If you cause some
when that venom then hits your system, sometimes you just get weak.
Listen here. Drink the Kool-Aid and spit it out.
Oh my God, you in Jonestown now. That ain't how Kool-Aid is work.
You ain't got a smart issue, you know.
All right, I hear you. I hear you. We can talk more. Give me a call, my brother. I can say this. I can touch this. I got one more telephone call. This is the next call? No, that didn't call. Okay. I won't be very clear about this. The reason why Hubert Alexander Ingram commands so much respect is because he lifted up a standard. Not necessarily that they fear him, right? But there was a standard that was raised and an expectation to live up to this particular standard for you to contribute nationally on any platform. The reason why he is celebrated as arguably the best prime minister that the country has seen is because of the standard. And the standard that continues to be able to travel, that it precedes him. This is a standard that he has. There's an expectation that there's no wavering here. This is what it is. I say what I say. That is a standard that he's carried. Leadership needs to have a standard. You cannot continue to morph, shape, twist, and mold to accommodate everything and everyone around you. This PLP administration has not lifted up a particular standard socially. There's no standard. There's none. There is a desire to be able to accommodate all of us, and that is why relentlessly you see so many small fires continue to be able to attack the government, because the government has already shown itself to be pliable and trying to shape a narrative socially that you could depend upon us. But there's no standard here. The PLP administration cannot succeed without a standard. There needs to be a standard there. Okay? And that standard has to be able to emulate from the proverbial crown down the beard to the body. From the head, our prime minister has to be able to retain, maintain, and project this standard socially. And everyone seek to be able to move towards that. It's going to be difficult otherwise. It's going to be difficult. Any and everyone should not be able to get in. It's going to come a time that you have to reject some things. It's going to come a time that you have to take a strong position. It's going to come a time that you stand firm on what you say because of the conviction that you stand for, and it has to align with the Constitution. It's a standard. Have you seen that yet? I haven't. I still wait for it. Let me read two more of these texts, and then we can get out of here. We got 2 minutes. It says, hey, Howard, tell the lousy MP in Nassau Village, red is the color for the polling division number. Okay, so you get wild political. This ain't got nothing to do with anything. I'm not going to read the rest of that. So it says, good afternoon, Howard. Your previous caller was talking about the Goon Squad, members and supporters of a particular political organization that attack Cecil Waller-Whitfield and other physical... Okay, y'all getting wild deep these days. Okay. Ingram was able to get FNMs and PLP in the same cabinet. Yeah. That's the show for the day, guys. I see this telephone call. I'm not able to. Should I take that? Okay, let me take the caller. Caller, this is a real life 30 seconds. Is this Sparky? Because, you know, he can give me a story. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead. The caller gone? Yes? Hello? No? Okay, so the caller's left. But that's the show for the day, ladies and gentlemen. This is Holy Week. And so on my show, I just want to take some time to do some reflection, some introspection, some looking in ourselves to make a determination as to whether or not we're on course. And not always being able to point fingers and say, is the FNM, is the PLP, is Brave Davis, is Menace, is Pintard, is this, is that, is all these other persons externally. I hate that. I can't argue with people who blame everybody else. I can't have a conversation and converse with someone who continues to be able to look externally for a reason why they weren't able to complete something. At what point are we going to look deep within ourselves and say, all right, maybe I messed up on that one. All right, maybe we can do better in these particular areas. And I think that's where it is now. Tomorrow, I got a great conversation to be able to come to the forefront with you, with none other than my very good friend, Ambassador Devin Roll. He's going to be able to chop down some things. We can hit some taboo topics and conversations in the midst of this Holy Week. We can talk some things. Some real things that's happening. And there's sort of an agenda that's being spilt drip by drip into our society. That's the show, guys. I thank you so much. 96.9 FM Radio, Guardian Radio, Howard Grant, and your company being able to chop it down today, having a great conversation on the beginning of this Holy Week right here in the month of April. Have a beautiful time, guys. Stick and stay for Shivago Lang with Z Live right after this. Have a beautiful day, guys. The foundation.